You're listening to a special edition of Away With Words. I'm Grant Barrett.
And I'm Martha Barnett. I'm thinking of a word that I'd like to revive. It's a word you hear all the time, but not in the sense I'm thinking of. It has three letters, and the word is say.
Say?
Say.
S-A-Y. S-A-Y.
Exactly.
Instead of...
Hey, when is the last time you heard say at the beginning of a sentence?
I think the last time I said, say, kids, scram, beat it.
Exactly. Only not. I mean, I like its sibilance and its softness. And to me, it creates this incredible whiff of nostalgia.
So it's an interjection to kind of say, here's something exciting.
Yes.
Something along those lines.
Or something interesting. Say, Grant, let's go get some coffee or something. When's the last time you heard it?
It had to be an old movie. Something from the 40s or 50s, right?
Right.
Nobody says that anymore.
Right.
Today, people tend to say, look. But it's almost always followed by something negative. And say, to me, seems to foresage something positive or interesting.
Exactly. I think there's a certain sweetness about it. And I know I'm tilting at a windmill here. It probably has a snowball's chance. But I like starting a sentence with say.
I love it. It's very nice. Is there an obsolete word that you would like to see revived? Something that should come back into English? Maybe you've invented one that deserves wider use. Give us a call, 1-877-929-9673, or email us, words@waywardradio.org.
And in a little while, we'll ask you to do your part to support your local public radio station. In the meantime, our first caller's on the line. Hello, you have a way with words.
Hey, good morning. This is Jill calling from Fairbanks, Alaska.
Well, welcome to the program, Jill.
Thank you.
Hey, Jill, what do you have for us?
Well, I have a word, and I need a word.
Okay, give one, take one. It's like the pennies at the register, right?
Yeah, okay. All right, well, my word is Greebles.
Greebles?
Greebles, yeah.
I loved that movie. Phoebe Cates was awesome.
Well, this is kind of a family word, I call it. My daughter, when she was very young, started using it, and it's kind of stuck around. She's 26 now, and it's stuck around in our family. So, Greebles, I guess we'll spell it, Greebles.
And what is a Greeble?
Well, Greebles is the stuff that's left in your pockets when all the good stuff is taken out.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's what it's called. Okay. Yeah.
That's what we call it. You know, it's dirt and cookie crumbs and dried bits of stuff and little toys and, you know, whatever. Little
Greebles. Very good. Greebles. Great. And so you'd like to propagate that word out to the larger body of English.
Oh, sure. I think it's I think it's definitely needed. You know, we still say, you know, be sure you take all the greebles out of your pockets before you put your clothes in the washer.
Absolutely.
Good. Nice.
Yeah. But because, you know, if those greebles go through the wash, picking them out of the dryer,
That's what the lint catcher is for.
Yeah.
So you're giving us the word Greebles.
I like
what
it.
Word do you want to take?
Well, it's actually two words, but they're very closely related.
Oh, I see. Shoehorning one in there, right?
Yeah. Bait and switch. I see.
I find it, you know, very annoying and very imprecise to say the day before yesterday or the day after tomorrow.
Right.
So what do you got?
Wait, so you want to consolidate each of these three word phrases down into one word.
Yeah, something more convenient, more concise. You know, it sounds like, this almost sounds like something translated from another language that we don't have a word for.
I was going to say, you're jealous of Spanish, aren't you? Because they have anteayer for the day before yesterday.
Yeah,
it's one word.
And
yeah.
The French have it, too. It's very similar.
Right,
avant-hier.
Right.
And the Louisiana Creole is very similar as well. Avant-hier or avant-hier.
Right. So, Grant, can we help her out?
We can. Do you read your Bible?
Well, not too much, but, you know.
You probably haven't read this one. Miles Coverdale's 1535 Bible contains...
No, I'm not familiar with that one.
Well, let me just tell you, it contains a very early use of the word overmorrow, which means...
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, day after tomorrow is overmorrow.
Overmorrow.
Yeah, it's kind of could be mainstream modern English, right? It's not very strange sounding at all.
It sounds exactly like what you wanted to say.
Overmorrow, I like that. That's for the day...
After tomorrow.
After tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to talk about Genesis 31:2 in some translations of the Bible, which has air yesterday.
Oh, very nice. And that appears in some Scots dictionaries as well as the word for the day before yesterday.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Not bad.
Yeah, Air Yesterday. I mean, it's sort of like, sounds like an old-fashioned airline.
So it's like A-I-R hyphen yesterday?
No, E-R-E, like
okay.
Before.
Okay, because I find, I have a couple different spellings, and I have here, it looks like Here Yesterday in a couple places, and there's Here Yestreen.
Here Yestreen?
Also meaning the day before yesterday. That one's too strange, though, right?
That's beautiful, but a little strange.
Yeah, it would never work.
Yeah. Hey, well, Jill, would you like a word for putting something off until the day after tomorrow?
Oh, I certainly would like that.
We can help you
I
with
can
that.
Use this. I can use this.
Okay. I use it all the time. Perendinate.
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 Yes. Perendinate.
And that's to procrastinate until the day after tomorrow.
Right. In Latin.
It goes on and on. Like, you know, I'll get to it eventually. Don't ask me about it anymore.
Exactly. I mean, you can tell your boss, oh, I'm perendinating. Don't worry. You know?
Peregrinations and perendinations.
I'll leave you alone.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, the Latin word cross means tomorrow, and so to procrastinate is to put it off till tomorrow. But perendinate comes from Latin words that mean the day after tomorrow.
Very good. Very good.
Great.
I'm liking this.
Well, I think that's a pretty good trade, Griebels for perendinate.
Mm-hmm.
I think so, too.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
Okay, great to talk to you, too.
Bye-bye,
okay.
Jill.
Thanks, Jill.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Griebels. I just love that word, Grant. It's so handy. Griebels.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think we need a new word for? Or what old expression would you like to see given a new lease on life? Keep those words coming.
We'll be talking about old words and new words throughout today's show. A little later in the show, we'll have a visit from NPR Puzzle Master Will Shortz. So stick around for that.
But first, we want you to step up and show your support for radio that respects your intelligence. So reach into your pocket, dig around among those greebles. See, it's a great word, right? And get out that credit card and call this number.